Tonight for that good preaching. And in my heart, I've been thinking today about God and His power. And He's a faithful God, like Brother Kevin said, and I bless the Lord for that. And had there not been Haman, there would never have been opposition, thank God, to do what God did. And there's always, see, if we didn't face the devil, and I know you know what I mean, I'm talking about his opposition. We never would see the victory in what we need the victory in.
Yeah.
It's always through the Bible. Had not been Pharaoh, what Moses, Pharaoh, God used Pharaoh to, if I can use these terms, to help mold and make Moses.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a fact. It's just the way it is. And all the opposition Paul went through, and the kings, you mentioned kings tonight, and different ones, that he was to testify to. But if he'd have never faced that opposition, he'd have never seen what God can do. And this thing, I wish it was a smooth road, but it just ain't that way. But I'm glad, thank God, on this road, I know who's with me. Amen. And I'm glad for that tonight, no matter what you go through in this life. I'm just going to read a verse been on my mind today, and I'm in 2 Corinthians 4. And I appreciate what's been said. I can't add nothing to that. And don't try to, because the Holy Ghost done kissed it and blessed it. And I surely ain't getting in the way of God and His will for this meeting. And I appreciate these brothers tonight. They've been a help to my heart. And I'm glad to thank God tonight. Brother Kevin said the name of God wasn't in that book. And that's right. This didn't write. But thank God it sure is in presence. Amen. Brother, I'm going to tell you this. Thank God. I'm glad for the written word tonight. And I'm glad for the presence of God that's manifested through it. And the word that He speaks to our heart through it tonight. And book of Corinthians tonight. God said, and I've read these many a time. And the Bible said, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. In verse 3, but notice verse 4, in whom the God of this world blinded of the minds of them which believe not. Looks like they blinded their thoughts. They blinded some things that, amen, that they could not see tonight. You could not see where you was at with God. There's things in your own Christian life. Sometimes God just don't give you the revelation. He don't give you, amen, the light that you need at that time. That's what this scripture here is talking about. He's talking about sinners that never have seen, and they're blinded. Religion's blinded them. Sin's blinded them. There's a lot of things that can blind the man tonight and keep him blind. And really, false religion's a worse thing that blinds men and thinks in their own mind that they're all right, but it don't make them right. There's no way you can be right. Amen. In a false religion. Notice what he said, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. That word shine means it's got to be something to beam through into their mind, in their heart. Amen. Look at verse number 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. This shine, listen, the knowledge of the glory of God, amen, is the person of Jesus Christ that shined to them. Brother Kevin, amen. I read the Bible and I've got to go with what it says, whether man, amen, or whatever the independence and fundamentals and all that really is. Amen. They deny the Bible to fit their doctrine, but there'd never be no man saved unless God commanded the light to shine on them. It's a day in your life and my life. Amen. Look at the authority of God. The word commanded means that's something God says, that God speaks and it's done. And that's what it is tonight. Thank God He spake, amen, to your heart, and there it was a command of God. A salvation, my friends, not some option, amen, or some decision. It's a command. Listen, repentance is commanded. It's not, amen, if you want to or not. He commandeth all men everywhere to repent. The day God saved you, He commanded, thank God, the light to shine on you and shows you, amen, where you were with God. It was was a command of God. He shined the light. Who else can shine it? Amen. But God shined it. Amen. Through the gospel light. And so the command of God, I thought about, amen, Elijah. Amen. God commanded the ravens to feed him there. Amen. He said, go there, the book, and I've commanded them. They're going to do it. If I command it, it's going to take place. Amen. What I command and what I say, God is going to take place. And like the brother said tonight, God didn't wait on man to move for him to move. Amen. Yeah. God's way ahead of that. Amen. Listen, man can't see it, but God does. Listen, God's the one that reveals these things to us. Amen. You say, when somebody going to get the light? When God commands it their way. Amen. They've got the shine on them, got a beam on them. Hey, God, when the light comes in, thank God the darkness goes out. Hey, there's no other way it happens. He shines light, thank God, to show you of the person of Christ and who he is and what he came for. And you don't understand all that until God gives you understanding. But I'll say this tonight. Amen. The light, thank God, is in us. And that light's to shine through us. And how that happens, I don't. Amen. Listen. I don't. Thank God sometimes shine the way I ought to. Amen. But listen. God does shine through his people. He shines through this preaching tonight. He shines through the testimony. Amen. And our actions in life. Thank God that God, amen, get glory out of that. But God did command the light. Amen. In Genesis 1 to shine. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Everything God commands, he does. He's a God of commandment. Amen. He's not asking me whether he can. Amen. He's not trying to get me to prove that. Hey, God, he told me to proclaim it, and he'll do the commanding tonight. Amen. You know what's sad to me? People's come up with all kind of ways to try to get men saved. In the first two verses, it said he didn't handle the word of God deceitfully. He didn't take it to work psychology into a man's mind. He didn't work out a plan for man. The man's Christ. He's the plan. It's not in that. It's not in the Romans road. I'm not against the book of Romans. But you can give people facts all day from this scripture. But until the Holy Ghost of God gets it into them, it'll just be facts. That's just the way it is. Listen, I can give you a verse on that. The word didn't come. The gospel didn't come in word only, but came in power and much assurance. And listen, I made professions before I ever got born again. But brethren, it was my profession. It was that man trying to get a profession. But brethren, when the Holy Ghost shines that light in, it ain't between me and that man. It's between me and the God that shined it. And brethren, I respond upon that. I did not respond to God shine the light in. You can't respond, friend, until the light comes to where you're at. It's a command. Amen. Listen, brethren, it's in the book tonight. It's just the way it is. Amen. Listen, God does it all, friend. Thank God, you got to be born again. But you can't be born again unless he births you in the family of God. You cannot make that happen. I couldn't get in this world by my, thank God, by myself. I got in because of them two back there who God was in control of, and brethren was, thank God, came together, and I thank God was sown a seed in that womb, and brethren, listen, thank God, God conceived it, and God brought me forth, and that's why I'm here tonight, and I didn't have nothing to do with it. Amen, but be born. Amen. And the day God saved you, birthed you in the family of God, it was the Holy Ghost. Thank God, by the regenerating power of God, that got a hold of your heart and brought you to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. It's all the grace of God tonight. There ain't no man can boast in nothing. That's why he said that tonight. God can turn it around. It's just God that does it. Justin wasn't looking for God. You wasn't looking for God. See, the works of God happens immediately. It just don't, listen, it works immediately. The day God gets all, you wasn't looking for it. It's immediate strike. Immediate strike, son. Amen. He's two. right there if the truth of God and the light of God shine around you and you say, woe is me, I'm in trouble. Yeah. Amen, but I'm glad, thank God it didn't leave me there. Amen, the light shined into my heart and revealed Christ, who the person of Christ was. And brethren, through that, thank God, he saved me. Amen, that was a command of God. Amen, listen, he said, so why, listen, the light shine, and he persecuted the church. But brethren, thank God he didn't leave him there. He said, I'm Jesus. Whom thou persecutest. Hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Amen. You can't make that happen. Paul wasn't even looking for him like you wasn't looking for him. He's a pattern of them who believe hereafter. The Holy Ghost is the one that does it. Amen. That's where it's at, praise God. He got saved, praise God. Me and Brother Joe's talking about it. And we talked about this thing about him getting saved. I'll tell you, brother, amen, he was saved. Wherever he was, he got in. Amen. And I'm telling you this, he became, thank God, amen, the light of, he became a light for God. And I'm saying tonight, it's all God. I cannot tell you tonight. Amen. The light shines. Son, listen. Amen. I pray for you boys. I know God's dealing with your hearts. And I'm glad for that. But listen. Thank God it takes God to do that. It's the work of God. It ain't hard for God tonight. It ain't hard for God to speak and it be done. It's not hard, brother. Listen. Amen. You won't have to beg nobody to come to God if the light shines. It'll be something God does. Amen. And they'll be assured of it. Amen. Listen, that's why we have assurance tonight, because we're assured of the one that done it for us. And it was God that done it. Amen. That's why you got assurance tonight. Amen. I run low on it once in a while. I'm being honest with you, because I ain't where I'll be with God. It don't take salvation away. What's it do, preacher? Thank God it gives me more assurance, because I'm going to dig in and talk to him. Amen. You know what? God will let you go through some things. Brother Kevin touched on this. God will let you go through some things. You better not talk too big sometime and boast in anything you've done. God will let you go through some things and you'll wonder, where's God at? Amen. Listen, he lets you do that. If everything, Brother Kevin, you preached this thing tonight and it was a wonderful preaching, but if everything went the way we wanted it to, it probably wouldn't work too good. You know what I'm saying? If we sought this thing out, and this one preacher said this, he said, you want the will of God, just put your name on the paper. God will fill the rest of it out. Amen. And ain't you filling it out. Amen. It's God that does it. And the way we go in this life, if you look at these things, brother over there said that, and it's all through the church tonight. There's all kind of troubles. I mean, you going through physical issues. Brother Keith's been going through some physical issues, and all these other brothers and sisters have something going on. Brother Joe has something. I mean, there's things in your life and my life he preached about turn around. But listen, God set them things up for us, amen, to go through, amen, that we might look to him and see him miraculously bring through that. That's a day by day thing too, friend. I wish that I could tell you tonight that there was a one time you could come down here and pray and never have to face things again. It just isn't that way. You might be able to, and God might do it in his own goodness, but he might just say, well, I'm going to give you some grace tonight. I'm going to give you some grace tomorrow. I'm going to give you some grace here and a grace there. Amen. My grace is sufficient, he said. And brethren, he'll give you what you need when you need it. And that's the only time. Listen, you can't take it all anyhow. Amen. What is grace? Favor of God. That's the goodness of God. That's gift from God. Amen. God doing for you what you need tonight. Whatever it is. What the brother preached. What both of us preached. And it's like that tonight. Amen. Listen. Thank God he's authority tonight. And he can command and thank God give you things. Amen. In a moment. Amen. That's right. Thank God you can be down as down. And all of a sudden the Holy Ghost come by. Kiss you on the cheek. All of a sudden you feel revived in your spirit. You know what we are? As an old fella tells me, he says, you ain't nothing. Amen. I said, I'd agree with that. Amen. But I am something because of God. It ain't because of me. Amen. Brother Shank said tonight, and I thought that today. Listen, I ought to be in hell. And I deserve to go to hell tonight. I really, in myself now, in myself. But I'm not going. I'm not going to hell. Why ain't you, preacher? Because I got an advocate with the Father. Because I got a Lord, thank God, and a Savior. Amen. Listen, thank God that song, Remember Me. Amen. You've heard that song. Amen. About that woman being in that rest home. Amen. And she couldn't remember about singing that about, couldn't remember the day she was saved. Thank God. Amen. Couldn't remember what all happened. Amen. But listen, thank God the songwriter said, yet he will remember me. Amen. No matter what you go through, amen, he'll remember me. If I get to the place I can't remember, thank God he'll remember me. Amen. He knows it tonight, thank God. And I'm going to tell you this tonight, brother. Listen, thank God he can turn around like the man of God said tonight. He can do it. Amen. Thank God he'll do it for you. Amen. He commanded that. So. He said he commanded a widow woman to feed him. Elijah, he said, I've commanded ravens. I've commanded with there in Zarephath. Go there. It was already commanded. It was already set up by God. He was going to bless that man.
Yes, sir.
What about it? He said, that's the good side. Yeah, what about him running and getting in the cave? I said, let me die under the juniper tree. That's another end of it. Why did God do that? Allow that to happen. Thank God he might hear that voice. Amen. That still small voice down there. Amen.
Yeah.
You going through a hard time. God just, he's allowing these things in the mind of your life that he might command some things your way to help you and me. Thank God he might get glory in our life.
Right.
It's all about that. Ever listen, everything God does, he'll get glory from it.
Yeah.
He'll get glory out of punishing the wicked.
That's right.
Yeah, he will. Yeah. Yes, sir, buddy.
Yeah.
There ain't nobody ever, hey, listen. Everybody will end up bowing their knee and confessing he's Lord.
Right.
Every knee will bow.
Every knee.
Everyone. And no matter who he is, who she is, they ain't going to bow to the King of Kings.
Yes,
they ain't going to bow and call him Lord.
Yes,
I bless the Lord for it.
Amen.
Brother Robert, pray for us. Now we're going to have a word of prayer. Go ahead and pray, Brother Robert. God bless it and help it. God, yes. God bless it.